Hola, buenos días. Today I want to talk to you guys about something that is that it has been in my mind lately. I do have a lot of interest in theology, and that sometimes open bridges or kill bridges between people. I try not to be so, you know, radical in the way I think. I try to find the middle point. My personal discovery, I would say, about religious books, is that it's a way of connection, or I think it, human interpretation between humans and a belief of a creator, right? What we believe is the creator. Sometimes it has been, you know, I mean, to me, there are some books that are really good. I do like a lot the proverb books in, for example, in the Bible, or the Buddhist idea of concept of we belong to all, to the same eternity, you know, the fact of you having the power, or let's say the power to connect with others, because we're in this yin yang, you know. So recently I had a conversation with a Muslim person, and I have a DNA that has a minimal percent of Jewish, and I told you guys how Judaism is a good book for me sometimes. Not everything, but some things, you know. But I, one thing that I can criticize to Judaism is that the fact of, you know, they preach this and they say that, but at the end of the day, it's about relationship with people in general. And yes, it has good messages, but at the end they don't practice it, because it's, you see Jerusalem and Israel, they fight with Palestine. And that's because I believe, that's my own concept, okay? I believe that problem, it was originated by the United Nations, because they, you know, the United Nations, to me, is the big pretender, or the big faker, I will say, because they pretend that, oh, you know, human rights and these rights and blah, 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 rights. But the truth is, United Nations started after 1945, after the Second World War, and it was an organization created by the winners of that moment. And if you see the United Nations right now, it just talks about, you know, who, if it was the real United Nations, you will care for all the nations, you know, and they don't really care as far as they abuse one country, because it's the elite organizations. And that's why I criticize it when I say, you know, human rights is for everybody, until the point that all countries have a voice in the United Nations, then that organization is completely fake, because it has been just giving the voice to elite, to classist. And that's the biggest discrimination, more than race, I would say, is separating people by classes, by who has the money, who can talk, who can say what is good, what is bad. So the problem between Israel and Palestine, it was because they pick up all the people that were in concentrated camps, and instead of saying to Germany, you know what, we're gonna let them live here, they didn't want that problem, so they did put all these people back in Israel. And they say to Palestinians, they, in that time it was England property, so they put it right there. But so, and the problem is, they say, oh, you are a nation now, but Palestine, they didn't give them some credit about it. So that's the part of Judaism that it's like pointless, because you're talking about a God, a deity, and at the end you hate your neighbor and you hit your neighbor and you want to kill your neighbor and etc. etc. So we were talking with Muslims about it, and you know, I say, convince me about your religions, right? That's why I always say to people, convince me, tell me, like, let me try to see what you got to offer. And it, the truth is, this is a book that started, as far as I know, from Muhammad, and the thing is that I was even Googling information, and they say it's a book that, oh, it was sent by God, and it's the same story over and over. It was sent by God. He is the real prophet, you know, like all the other prophets. He is the real prophet. He does have the truth. He is the real one, and blah blah blah. But at the end, I did see it a really incredible. Oh, I did lost the respect about it, because it was funny, because the followers say, well, you know, the ones who have the truth is us, and something that it was, like I say, I'm not from that religion. I haven't studied it as much. I was just having a conversation with someone, but it did shock me, the fact of saying, this is the only truth, this is what we have to follow. And the truth is that if a king, it was funny because we were talking about the king power, right? And they were saying a king or a governor is someone who God has put, who is able to kill anybody who he wants, because he will have his punishment in the day, in the last day. And I say, wait a minute, I do believe governments and everybody got to respect everybody, right? Because it's not the time for people to die in the hands of somebody else. It's not their time. That's something that you want to believe. And I say, okay, then I can do the same thing to the king, because at the end of the day, it's gonna be my punishment in the after I'm dead. So we were talking about it, and I say, so that means the king is untouchable. And they were like, basically. And I say, that's a really dumb thing to say, because the poor, it has their own punishment during the time they are alive by the king. But the king is the only one who nobody can rule. And it was interesting to see how medieval or how romantic thought is that, you know? And that's how the religion was divided between, it was before it was, oh, you know, the king is someone who God wants. And that's why the religious God inside the politician world till today. But the concept of believing a governor is there for God's pleasure, and the governor can do whatever they want with humans. That's unacceptable in our times. So, like, the populations who wants to believe that is just completely stupid. Because the truth is, sometimes rebellions have been there for a reason, you know. And in a way, we were talking about the Satan And I did finish in the idea of saying, well, you know, Satan, he was created as an angel, right? As an angel of death. So you said you preach God, the good side, right? And Satan is the bad side, right? But then if you kill someone, you're preaching Satan. You're not preaching God. So I said, that's wrong, right? Because you're going to be preaching the enemy. Because we all are here for a reason. And I said, well, maybe that's the time.
Do not leave.
So at the end we got in this topic about, because if you go to the life, right, God is life, right? That's how I believe. I believe God is like breathing, is like the air, is like, and I say, why you guys name God a male? Because in those times it was a hierarchy. But also, you know, there existed, the Egyptians had Cleopatra, who was a bigger one, bigger entity. They had the Queen of Saba, who was a strong black woman, who even the King Solomon had babies with her. So there is this information where we really have some blockage about deity and goddess, you know, there in the Greek Empire, in Greek, there were a lot of gods and goddess. They were athletic and they were super, and they could be, you know, what we know now as celebrities, right? The people that are really encouraging and doing these purpose things and everything. So what I want to say is sometimes religious books are always going to tell you they have their right, you know, they are only the ones who have the truth. They are the truth, and they're not gonna let anybody say another thing because they are the only ones. But in this case, I felt a little radical because he was like, well, you know, women have to do what God says. And I said, God is a God of freedom. God is a God of love. God is a God of forgiveness. But you're telling me that the only one who can do whatever they want is the people in power, because they're going to be crucified at the end. But you're telling me that a normal mortal like me that a normal mortal like me cannot do anything. So that's some discrepancy, because I'm going to be judged at the end too. So what about if I reveal to this organization I have to get killed because I'm doing something against God, because God put the king there. So that idea, and that's why how Muslims are killing so many people right now in other countries, is because they say, oh, it's blasphemy to God, you know, it's blasphemic to God. And you know, like yesterday, it was really sad to see a Muslim organization being in charge of killing Christians in a church, and then you're not serving God. I'm sorry, you're not serving what you preach. God is a God of life, and that's why we finish in a weird sense, because they couldn't say nothing after that. I say, you're not allowed to kill people at the end. You know, and they say they kill people because God rules and God has all this power to see, to say who lives and who kills, and it was given by the and the king will have their punishment if it was wrong in heaven, but the poor one cannot have a will, and they are being punished on earth. So, you know, it was really sad to hear how religious can go really strict. And we were talking, and he said, you know, that is the religion that is in vogue right now. And I said, yeah, of course, because it's the new one. You know, it's after Christianity, that's when it started. They have Jesus as a prophet. And I say, but you don't follow Jesus? And he say, they say, yeah. And I say, you know what? But to me, the idea of Jesus is even stronger than the idea of Muhammad. Because like I mentioned before, the power of regenerating in your body, right? The power of get out of your soul, right? Get out of your soul, goes out of your body, but then you retake it, and regenerate the same body. To me, whoever wrote that story, it was really cool. I mean, I have been writing stories where my character, it doesn't have multifaceted understanding. And like I was telling him, like, yeah, like maybe Jesus, because they believe Jesus was a Muslim. And I say, yeah. But you see, Jesus, he didn't kill anybody for his faith, you know. He didn't kill anybody. He killed just enchantment in the air, let's say, right? Like he ruled in a way that the enchantment in the world modified. But we are seeing a lot of things. Like even, you know, a friend of mine sent me a comment about the Ark of Noah and the rainbow and what the rainbow means. And, you know, our LGBT community has grabbed the rainbow as their symbol. Maybe for a reason. It means a promise, right? It means a promise that, and they were fighting about what did it mean. So according to the Bible, it did mean that God once sent his water to those levels. But it wasn't that really Noah's interpretation, that he saw the rainbow for first time. Like there are some studies about how Earth was in the time of Noah, and they say how maybe it was a double atmosphere around the Earth, and it was really thick, and the steam in the Earth, it was better, so that it was a really moist environment. They believe, you know, a meteor hit, or they believe the Grand Canyon is a demonstration of how, you know, it was before Pangaea, and then the Earth start cracking up and it turning what we are. But for the Earth to crack up, it had to be a big earthquake. So that's what Atlantis, you know. It's funny because in all the books, even in the Popol Vuh and some archaeological books in Latin America or in Africa, they all has this story where it was a big water flooded or everywhere, you know. So that's something that really happened probably in planet Earth when it was Pangaea, and then it just cracked up all the water. It was they say the Grand Canyon is probably the remaining of what happened, where it cracked open completely the planet Earth, and it start. Imagine for us to be just one one continent, right? And then made this eruption that it broke everywhere. And it makes sense when you see your DNA, like I was really impacted by my results that I have a Senegalese blood. And then when I start reading about Senegal, they say Senegal, it was a big center of slaves managed by one female, that she was the owner of that big slave house in Senegal. So it was interesting to know that. And, you know, like I believe in my DNA memory. For me, it's really hard to wear watches. And I believe that's my DNA, my slave DNA memory, that I hate to wear watches. I like to wear earrings. And you know what is funny? When you read about, that's why I like to read theological Bibles, because for me it means something about history more than something a religious perspective. So slavery has been from years and years till today. And one thing really that I enjoyed reading, it was a slavery in the Old Testament. It is say that, you know, treat your slave nice, be nice with them, provide with them. And at certain time, I believe 7 years is when slaves were got to be released. But it said, if the slave to stay with you because you were a good owner, he will have a earring, like a example of love, because you were a good master for them. And they, so probably that's why I like to wear earrings. I don't know. I just have these crazy ideas where I believe DNA memory is really strong. You know, I do enjoy, like I was telling this guy, I say I do enjoy the Palestinian food, the Israeli food, and their culture, their words, their language, their way to approach, the Portugal, the Italian, you know, all those languages that are so flavoring me. And at the end of the day, I'm like, because it's in me, it's my DNA, it's the memory that my DNA memory that I still remember those things that it satisfy. You know, there are some moments that I have these depressive episodes, and there are some moments that I have some encouraging episodes. And I think it's a mix of memories and data accumulating my DNA that it just sometimes pop up, you know. Sometimes there are emotions that pop up from feeling, and I see it in my kids even now, you know. But I do believe religions have to get to a point where they realize, you know, I understand there is more than a religion's perspective. I think, of course, there is a economical interest to destroy some type of organizations or people, or that sometimes it's just part of the way we're living. And now, you know, it's interesting to see how U.S. is decaying. Like even Ray Dalio mentions how the new order, you know, the new power. It might go to the Asians. I don't really know. I do. I'm scared. But what you're gonna do is the way we're living, the way we're seeing, or maybe the Muslims, or maybe the Mexicans. I don't really know. But one thing that is really happening is that you're seeing things changing, religions falling. Like, you know, it was the big Roman Empire. You know, the big Roman Empire now is nothing, you know. And do you think the Caesar will know that, or all these emperors will know about it? No, it was just part of the revolution. Once we start segregating, right? When you start dominating till the point that you start killing people, then it gets a little scrambled, and then you start saying, am I in the right side? Am I in the right side now? Or am I the evil one? So that's what I was saying. How we have manipulated religions or beliefs just for the fact of political views and political or economical things. Organizations that pretend to really care. Like, I'm from El Salvador. I'm going to do this really short. I'm from El Salvador, and you know something that bothers me is how United Nations and organizations around it don't protect kids at all. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck about wars, like all these things that are happening. You know, they don't really care. It's more, but then when it's a big war, right? But they are the ones who maybe created, or they are giving a lot of money for it, like Ukraine and Russia right now. They don't care about the kids. They care about how much money is gonna be made. And the second part is that in El Salvador happened the same thing. They didn't care about the war. They were making money, and they were seeing who was winning, and even the guy who was selling the guns. He mentioned in one report, he said, I was selling to both sides because, you know, I was making money. I'm a businessman. I'm not a peacemaker. So, and the other fact is that they were saying those things, but the effect that the war left in kids, now it created the gangs. And now when these kids became evil, right, or became bad, and they start doing all these crime organizations, and then they start working for the crime that is selling drugs, taking drugs here, transported there. And when the government does something to protect their population, their citizens, then the United Nations open up. And like in El Salvador right now, you know, the president is putting a lot of people in prison, and they are like, no, you know, oh, poor people, how you are treating them like that. Why you're not saying nothing about the kids? Why you're not saying nothing about education? And, you know, like, think twice when you say, oh, let's ban guns in citizens. Because the truth is, the governor, the person who's saying those words, he has a security with guns. He has people with guns. But if you're saying let's ban all guns, that means you can walk free without security, without guns. If you're gonna say that, you should preach it, right? You should be the first one without a gun. And I don't think they want that. They want to put people in a weak situation where they can go back to do whatever they want, like a dictator. And that's what dictators do. They remove guns from population, they keep it to themselves, and then they destroy it as they want. So this is a message for you. If you're preaching, if you're part of a religion, you should really study it. You should really read the book that you're reading, and make your own interpretation. Because God gave you a wisdom to have your own interpretation. And that's why, you know, it was funny the way when one time I said the question, and I said, God, are you male or female, you know? And I started looking in those books, and at the end, it's a non-gender person, and it's a love person or it's a air thing, you know, it's like the air, the spirit of life. That's why I like to call it the spirit of life, because to me, that's exactly what it does. It gives life to things. And And if it's giving you a life, it's giving you love, it's giving you freedom, I think that's where it is. It's giving you peace. It's giving you calm. It's that's where it is. If it's a God who complicates your life, you should read what book you're using as a religious book, and really read it and make your own concept, and you will find the flaws in the books. And sometimes it's about history more than, and it's about we trying to understand something above us than a word from someone above. Because if you sometimes it's the silence that is teaching more than the words. I don't know. I got all messed up, but I hope you get some ideas. And you know, that's how I believe. Maybe I'm completely wrong. And we're facing a time where people are just doing crazy stuff. A change of order. I can see it. Protect your family. Just stay healthy. Take care of your body as much as you can or want. That's it. Bye.